Our first scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 9. They were traveling through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The promised one is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum. Once they were inside the house, Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then Jesus took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." And so hear these words from Mark chapter 10. People were bringing their children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples scolded them for this. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them. It is to just such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. The truth is, whoever doesn't welcome the kingdom of God as a little child won't enter it." And Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them, laying hands on them.
It seems to me that there are two kinds of people in the world: people who like surprises and people who don't. I like surprises. In my adolescence, I requested a surprise birthday party year after year. My parents finally pulled it off, and I was delighted. My sister, on the other hand, would have hated a surprise birthday party. She definitely would have found some place to hide until everyone left. So there must be two kinds of people, right? The ones who like surprises and the ones who don't. Nope. Our brains show that all of us like surprises. Sure, some of us do not want to be the center of attention while everyone stares at us singing happy birthday, but all of us get a dopamine rush when something unexpected, and at least not entirely unpleasant, crosses our path. It's the same brain-based pleasure that we get from cocaine and heroin. And apparently, as much as I love chocolate, eating chocolate that I expected I would get to eat will not give me as much dopamine as eating surprise chocolate. The implication is that as pleasant as it is to get a present on your birthday, you will get even more pleasure if someone gives you a present on another day. The science is still fuzzy on the nuances of our brains amidst truly unpleasant surprises. Some neuroscientists expect that just like our pleasure is enhanced when a good thing comes as a surprise, that our displeasure might be enhanced when it comes when something unpleasant is a surprise. But in the meantime, even negative surprises clearly arouse and alert our brains, which I expect is one of the reasons that U.S. Americans today are more engaged in news, politics, and social media than they have been in decades. Because there is a surprise around every tweet, every meeting, every press conference, national politics are filled with the unexpected, and our brains are all turned on. And Jesus calls us to be engaged when he preaches and teaches about the genius of children. "Let the children come to me. It is to just such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. The truth is, whoever doesn't welcome the kingdom of God as a little child won't enter it." So what is he telling us? How is it that children welcome the kingdom of God? Are you paying attention to the children in your life, to the children in this church? Are you learning from them, even practicing your own best childlikeness to welcome the kingdom like they do? First, we're learning what not to do in the chapter before, the scripture from Mark 9 that Amanda read first. They were traveling through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The promised one is to be betrayed into human hands. They will kill him. 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Don't be afraid to ask when you don't understand, this story suggests. Stay curious, like a child whose curiosity is bigger than his ego, whose unknowing is simple innocence, not chosen fearful ignorance. Of course, children are not childlike all the time. Kids get insecure about what they don't know. Kids like to seem grown up, especially if their big sibling or older friends are around. And still, kids cannot help but get back to playing, to growing, to learning, and their child nature shines forth. Back to Mark 9. Then they came to Capernaum. Once they were inside the house, Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way, they argued with one another about who was the greatest. He calls them together and says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." And then Jesus took a little child into his arms in their midst and said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Jesus turns our attention to more childlike genius. Don't obsess over your power and position and ego. We are not born believing in hierarchy. We learn it from the culture around us. Picture 12 children walking to Capernaum with Jesus. Maybe they would play soccer with the rocks along the path. Maybe they'd climb a few little trees. They might even race, and they might boast about who ran the fastest. But they wouldn't do that for very long because there are too many stones to look under and there are too many lizards to chase. Both of these lessons, choose curiosity over insecurity and don't obsess over your position, both of these lessons imply don't try to control how other people perceive you. Live the abundant life, Jesus calls, by fully living rather than worrying about what other people are thinking about how you're living your life. As we read together in Psalm 131 this morning, "Let me not seek fame or set my heart on the riches of the world. Help me to calm and quiet my soul like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted, be so my soul." The genius of children to live in the moment, to relish joy and peace and the gift of a full stomach, to delight in colors of goldfish crackers. As Frederick Buechner says it, a child knows how to accept a gift. She does not worry about losing her dignity or becoming indebted if she accepts it. His conscience does not bother him because the gift is free. And he has not earned it and therefore really has no right to it. So she just takes it with joy. In fact, if it is something that he wants very much, he may even ask for it. How often have you asked for communion? I could imagine that maybe if you were raised Catholic and you were in the hospital, you might have asked for communion. Maybe even if you were raised Brethren and you were homebound and you missed a love feast, maybe you asked your pastor to bring you communion. But I wouldn't be surprised if no one in this room has ever requested communion. Because it's not comfortable, is it? It's too audacious. Communion isn't something we ask for. It's something we're given according to a liturgical calendar or the deacon's schedule or something mysterious. Now that sounds actually like a childish attitude towards God's gifts, a passive, childish attitude rather than the childlike attitude Jesus calls us to. Remember how children ate crackers this morning? They get all the way in, completely focused on what's going on in their body in that moment. We said at first take one, oh, take two. There were more crackers in the basket, and I bet some of them would have eaten more, but they trusted that they would get enough. One cracker, two crackers, that's not a meal, but they know there will be more. Manna each day without controlling it, without fretting over it or demanding it. Let the children come to me, do not stop them. It is to just such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. The truth is, whoever doesn't welcome the kingdom of God as a little child won't enter it. And Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them, laying hands on them. Amen.